This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Erica seems nervous.
I do. I'm not sure what we're doing.
Okay. We want to... Look, it's a family show.
Yeah.
And we just want to talk about the times you've been injured.
Yeah.
In your butt.
Yeah.
Like not in your butt.
On your butt.
Yeah, your butt.
The cheek.
Mm-hmm. Like when did you get hurt? Like my buddy Ben, I recall, I think they were scoping wedding sites for his son.
Okay.
And they're in Cabo. And okay. if you're familiar with Cabo, when you go to Mexico, the greatest thing is go on the beach, get in the water. It's amazing. Sugar sand, the whole thing, the Ooh. Lapping. You don't do that in Cabo.
No,
Cabo's
no.
different.
Yeah.
It's on the Baja side of California. Those waves will kill you. And right. if you end up in the water, they're going to find you in Guatemala. Like you're going
somewhere.
There's
a few locations, but don't be stupid.
So they're all walking and they're like, oh, this would be a great place for like to take pictures. And he's like, yeah, I'll go out and stand on the rock. And you guys said, and they're like, no, don't go out there. He did. Wave comes in. Boom.
No, and he fell on his butt.
Oh,
dude. I, as a grown man, I don't want pictures of my friend's butts, but I did not want this picture. Like, here's the weird thing.
He slipped.
Yes. Essentially, on those jagged rocks.
Yeah.
Oh.
So not only did he bruise, but it like.
A cut.
Yeah, went into him a little bit.
No. Like probes.
I mean, it cut the skin. It didn't go into the secret spot.
Oh. Okay, well, I regret what I asked. It was probably quiet enough. No one heard it.
Well, we have a whole list of people doing that. Those could be some of your butt injuries as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
What makes you nervous? Do you think that women don't hurt their butt?
I think that women don't hurt their butt much. I'm not sure that I've ever
You don't have a butt injury story. Where you slipped on the ice and broke your tailbone.
I definitely hurt my tailbone at one point. I think someone pulled a chair out from under me like we did when we were in like high school and flirting with people.
Classic. It's a classic thing. I did it yesterday. It still slaps.
Some of these, like, I'm married to you.
Right. For the cool ninth time. I just think some of these injuries that we have stories of, I'm like, this wouldn't happen to a woman. No woman's going to call in and be like, and then my butt, you know.
May I take a moment?
Okay.
Erin.
Oh, no.
Do you want me to send the picture now?
Send the picture to her. Wait,
how much of your butt is showing?
A lot of it.
It's cheek.
Okay. Yeah. I can take cheek.
Instagram allowed it.
Instagram did allow it.
You did post that, didn't you, psycho?
Yeah. Just wild. As a story, because it's insane. That is a hematoma.
The
only picture that's ever rivaled my friend Ben's butt is Aaron's butt. Like, Ben's, is yours red at all, or is it all black?
It's all, like, black and purple.
First of all,
Ben's
booty for days. I mean, like, you look so thin.
You found the bright.
What do you mean that's an injury? That is as if someone colored with a dry erase pen and then tried to wipe it off and couldn't.
Yes.
Yeah, that stayed there for like 3 weeks. I was going.
Wait, you sent it to all of us? I'm going to see it again.
It's also wild. She's like, here's my underwear and here's my butt. And it's like, oh, okay.
What? Now I can't open my phone ever again.
Everyone send one.
I was walking down the stairs because I was actually going to go work out on the Peloton. And so I'm carrying.
Bash it off the butt.
Yeah. And so I'm carrying a glass of water and I missed the step and my foot just slid out from under me and I just went ass into the ground onto the stair.
Do you think you would have not done that had you, like, you might have caught yourself if you're not holding that damn water?
I think
water.
So, yeah.
I just feel like that injury looks like you fell on a circular object.
Like off a cliff or something.
It was just the edge of the stair.
Okay. And now I've seen Aaron's full butt.
I know. And it's on my phone just waiting.
Right.
You're welcome.
I may go out after the show.
Aaron's got a new contact picture.
All right. So here's the deal. We want your stories of how you hurt your butt.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say, in honor of Erica, front of the line for women. Because I want to prove to her, yes, butt injuries are primarily a boy thing because we do it on purpose sometimes.
Yeah.
Right.
But girls hurt their
butts.
That's not even what I was talking about.
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
But if you've hurt your butt, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I have a friend.
Oh, it's always a friend. who, I love this.
If it's a friend, send a picture.
His name? Schmeiler?
it is a guy, but they were out sledding and like the big hill in town. And what I believe happened, because I wasn't there, but this picture has just become so infamous. I believe what happened is underneath the snow, there was like a sign, like a no parking sign or whatever that was like down and then covered in snow. And he sledding down this huge hill, went right over it. And there was, I don't want to be too graphic, but there was some slicing. It was more of a like a his cheek. Kind of
like he opened
cheek,
it up.
The cheek was sliced.
Yes, the cheek.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he hit like immediately. They're done sledding. He had to go to the hospital, and like they had to basically reattach
his glute, cheek,
his butt. Yeah.
His glute was like sawed off.
Ill.
Yeah. This
I don't
is what
understand
we're
how that
on.
Happens though. If you're on, like, I'm picturing the saucer. You have that protecting you. No,
I don't know.
It's just like the you hit it at the right angle.
Think of it; it's bent down, and you're coming towards the open side.
Yeah,
I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
feel like
they were able to reattach it. Everything.
You got to get like a tetanus shot after that.
I think he did. He had to do like everything. Yeah.
Oh.
He had rabies and.
Yeah. All from the sign.
From a sign. He had rabies from a sign.
There, I don't know.
Now, in case nobody's calling. I just want to say there is a whole list of stuff from the ER of butt injury stuff.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying.
These are things guys have shown up in hospitals. We're assuming. I think it could have easily been marbles.
Like, what are you doing? You think those are going to come out?
A vape pen.
You love it that much?
Hit while you're there?
Yeah.
A light bulb.
Oh my God. Okay.
I shattered.
Yeah. Look, Edison might have not caught on to everything.
A turkey baster.
What are we doing?
That's why turkey's so gross.
A doorknob.
Was it attached to a door?
Well, I don't know how they would have got to the ER, Erica.
I don't either.
Guys, imagine being in a car and being like, like the whole way there. Also, what do you mean stuck? A doorknob? How far up did it go?
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
I think, it's locked. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Do we have it? Are we ready to go?
I'm done.
Okay. Impaled on accident or did something on purpose, if you've got a good butt injury story, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Erica, I would just like to say, nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
Yeah, lots of boo-boos.
We are talking about injuring your butt. Mm-hmm. And Erica mm-hmm. said, no girls injure their butts.
I didn't actually say that. I said, one, they don't get curious and put things up there. And two, I didn't know that they would call about the injury to their butt.
Tiek, do we have any girls on the phone?
Almost exclusively. Wow. In fact, exclusively.
Okay. Maribel.
Hello.
Hello.
Butt injury. What happened?
Yeah, I was 12 visiting my friend. She had an imaginary friend. I was about to sit on her couch. This was back in the 80s when there was wood armrests. When she said, you're going to sit on my friend, it freaked me out. I jumped up and I slammed my butt on the armrest. And for months, my tailbone was bruised and I couldn't sit right.
Did you have to sit on a donut pillow? It happened.
Well, I was 12. You know, I don't think I told my parents because back then.
Oh, you probably should have.
You know? Oh, yeah, you definitely should have told them.
Oh, all for an imaginary friend, too. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. Bing Bong doesn't want to be sat on. Okay?
Did she even come visit you or anything afterwards?
The imaginary friend?
Yeah.
It wasn't her imaginary friend.
But she called. Yeah.
This was my fault.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I should come to the hospital. Oh. Wow. So did you see a bruise or you just felt it?
Oh no, I had a bruise right in the middle. Like I couldn't bend, I couldn't sit, I couldn't do anything without being like it was awful.
Okay. Thank you for that. Well. Thank you for sharing. Patty?
Yeah.
Butt injury. What happened to you?
Yep. Broke my butt. I was on a natural rock water slide.
Oh, no.
Painful as it is, but.
Out in nature. And I did not hear the warning not to go too far left. And I caught on a little lip and broke is it coccyx? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, sure.
That little bone that sits down.
That's your actual tailbone.
Yeah.
Completely, it was a 90-degree angle.
Oh, my God.
So you could see your butt bone was broken?
Yeah. Was it that movie, There's Something About Mary, where he had a little, tail wagging thing? That's what it looked like. It was sticking straight out. I had to have it surgically relocated, and it still hurts to this day if I sit on a chair wrong or, an airplane.
To this day? How long ago was this?
Yeah, you were a kid, right?
It was
right?
nasty.
Wow.
It was nasty.
I think
what's the question?
When was it?
It was, 25 years ago now.
Yeah, so it's
still
your
hurt.
Broken butt is still a part of your life. Thank you, Patty.
Yep, it's still
Thank
in.
You for showing Erica that.
Oh, I want to point out, no.
No, oh, the curious, no, the curiosity.
Yeah.
Yeah, go get us one that's curious.
No.
Tracy?
Yay!
Butt injuries, what happened to you?
It was my daughter. Her son had been sitting on the couch drawing and stuck the ink pen between the couch cushions. She went and sit down on the couch and the ink pen went right into her butt cheek.
Oh.
The pen? That ink pen.
Was it a sharp pen, though?
Obviously,
it went
in.
It was just a regular ballpoint ink pen.
Okay.
And, so that's almost worse.
But I mean, wouldn't the couch, like, how did... How,
it was between the couch cushions.
I know, but still.
You
know,
I just want to point out, that's so messed up to put a pen there.
Flopped down on the couch, and it went 6 inches into her butt cheek.
Oh, 6 inches?
That's half the pen.
Six
or
that's
more.
That's not six yeah. inches. I have never...
I
it's
will
a really
leave.
Big pen.
I will leave.
Is what I'm saying. That pen is huge. Thank you. You're not going to... I figured you were good for a pen 15 club right
no,
there.
No, I was trying to hold off, but it did cross my mind.
Alex?
Yes. Hi.
Yes, hi. Butt injuries. What happened to you?
Yes, I was at a bachelorette party about 3 years ago.
Here
and
we
it
go.
It was the first morning, and I fell down the stairs at 7 a.m., in my socks, and we spent the entire weekend at the beach, and my entire ass cheek was black and blue. Literally, my entire ass cheek.
We should hang out.
Yeah, we're gonna need pics of that.
No!
Aaron's passing them around. We'll swap okay. with you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for news. Or nope.
News. News.
No! No!
News!
No!
News!
No!
Our only real hope is to decide.
It was great.
This is news or nope.
News or nope. It's a new year.
Mm-hmm.
We are, I don't know if I made this clear in our pre-meeting, we are a real journalistic organization this year. These stories are going to be real or they're gonna get noped, okay? This is like...
You've only got one nope per week, man. Good
oh,
evening.
I get unlimited nopes as part of the new plan.
I'm bugged.
Good evening?
No, I said good evening first!
You welcome to the program?
Go ahead.
Oh my god, it's anarchy already!
No, I think she's gonna like it a lot because we're finally seeing that Miley Cyrus is being honest and real about this Hannah Montana 20th anniversary thing.
Oh, I thought like, you were gonna take my story, so...
No.
Wait, what's the Hannah Montana 20th anniversary?
So it's been,
she's very anti-Hannah, right?
No. That's, well, we kind of thought she was during her like bangers era and whatever.
Right.
But now she has fully welcomed Hannah back into her life. And she's like, I wouldn't be where I am without
Thank
her.
Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, she's, I love Miley Cyrus. And so she was just on a red carpet with Hannah Montana hair, the bangs, everything.
Oh, yeah.
And she said that plans are in motion. We're working hard on them.
She's going to like replay
yeah.
Hannah Montana?
I would,
or do some form of celebration.
Yes. Maybe a concert. Don't know. And like play.
Oh my god,
best.
You would actually go?
Oh my god, I would
yes.
buy a ticket for $12,000.
Okay.
Relax.
I don't think you understand. Hannah Montana was my idol.
I think really? Hannah Montana was your Lizzie McGuire for me.
Yeah.
Liz, I
loved,
still loved
yeah.
Hannah.
Same.
Mm-hmm, but.
Yeah, I would probably even go.
Yeah.
Because she was like, yeah, Hannah Montana.
You get the limo
sisters.
Out front.
Sisters who love Hannah Montana. Yeah.
yeah.
So. The best of both worlds.
Yeah.
I don't know any. I don't
Chillin',
have.
Now take it slow. Then you rock out the show. Yeah.
Should I just go?
Yeah, we don't really need you.
Okay,
so.
Well, I'm the one who pushes the button.
Oh,
for
okay,
the thing.
Right, right. Good evening.
Good evening.
The Critics' Choice Awards were last night, I believe, and Timothée Chalamet won for his.
Oh my God! This
Supreme
was
Bowl.
Everywhere today. Why
this
do we care?
Because
why?
Okay, Timothy shouted out his partner of 3 years, Kylie Jenner. This is the first time they've really, really publicly spoken about each other. She's been on the red carpet with him for the Marty Supreme premiere, I believe.
Okay.
And for, what did I say these were? The Critics' Choice Awards.
Yeah.
He said in his speech at the very end, thank you to my partner of 3 years. Thank you for our foundation. I love you. I couldn't do this without you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Super interesting, though, because Kylie's got two kids.
With...
Travis Scott.
Thank you, mm-hmm. that one. And
really?
There yeah. just couldn't be more
Stormy
different
and,
people
yeah.
Wait, so
than
those,
Travis Scott.
Those kids get Travis Scott shoes whenever they want.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so upsetting to me.
Yeah. But also yeah. think of a world where, like, Timothée Chalamet and Travis Scott
no.
are your dads.
Are co-parenting.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Like, is Timmy
co-parenting these kids with Kylie? Like, it's so wild to me.
Here's what drives me nuts when you say something like that. I couldn't do this without you. You did it without her for a very long time.
He's more famous now.
He's more famous now because he took on roles before her. Like, he was becoming more famous because of Dune and because of The King, whatever. Like, that was pre-Kylie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, she doesn't get credit for who you are, dude.
No, but she supported him through all these.
3 years is a long time.
Dude, this thing's writing's on the wall. I don't like it. I think she's a smoke show. I would definitely. Okay. I would
she's
follow
a bit young
in
for you.
No, I actually think, like Miley Cyrus, this might be the one because they're able to be private and keep a lot of information to themselves.
Oh, and his name was on the Jenner Kardashian
gingerbread
house this year. Big deal.
Yeah.
Like, this is the moment when I realize how colossally either I'm disconnected from society or what huge losers you guys are.
I think
like you care. Hold on. You care what was on the Kardashians.
It's not that I went and I looked. It just came up in my feed and I said, oh, okay. And I remembered it.
Do care that he's shouting her out publicly. Yeah. I think it's a big step. I like it.
Is Slacker out of touch? Are you both losers? With this show, you get the best of both worlds.
I had to stop the music because you ruined everything.
Good evening. My bad if this is cooked, chat, full stop, but 6-7 is number one.
What are you doing? Hold on, say the whole thing again.
What did I say? My bad if this is cooked, chat, but full stop.
Cooked, chat? That's a thing?
Yeah, these are the list of the most overused words. Yeah,
overused. Cooked is overused.
Mm-hmm.
Done. You burnt it out.
What's chat, though?
It's just group, friends, chat.
Yeah, well, I think it starts with streaming, because streamers are always like, what do you think, chat? What do you think, chat, like, to the people who are watching, who can chat in?
And, like, group chat.
And so now people just...
What's up, chat? I'm in a zillion group chats. I've never said chat.
Well,
you say chat. Well, you type the word chat.
What was the thing he just asked? Is he out of touch or are we losers?
Okay, so what are you doing then?
6-7 is the number one overused words and phrase, and it made this list from Lake Superior State University of banned words, so we can no longer say 6-7.
Sorry, what university?
We can still say 6-7. We just don't have to do the thing.
6-7.
Okay, because now I have friends who are old. And they do it.
It's fun.
No, but they do it like you do in Kermit. Oh. It's like...
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I'm feeling very teed off.
Did you just hurt yourself?
Well, I'm trying, you guys!
I thought that as well. Nervous.
Okay. I got it. Shh. Here we go. I was going to shorten this, remember?
Well...
Teed off today.
What's going on, buddy?
Disclaimer, it's way too late to be teed off about this.
Oh, boy.
I will admit it. But I need to bring this to the light. It's Christmas related.
Okay.
Oh, for the love.
It's Christmas Carol related.
What are you doing?
We did over the holidays, my family and I, we watched A Christmas Carol. But we watched, of course...
The Muppet version.
Oh, not the...
How did you get it before anybody else?
Who else watches the Muppet version? Yeah. The checks that those actors are getting for residuals from the Hack House.
Oh, wow.
It's the best one. Michael Caine?
Scrooge is the best one.
Yeah, Michael Caine with Kermit the Frog? There's not a bigger all-star lineup than that.
I'm sorry, Bill Murray with...
I'd put Grover up
guys,
there, too.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
What?
This is not ringing much of a bell. Maybe when I was young.
Okay. I seem to remember there's because it's Christmas Carol, because it's, who is that? Dickens?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. Is it cast? Are their wardrobes sort of old? Because I sort of remember Kermit in tweed or something and little glasses.
Like a top hat.
Yes.
I don't know if he's got little glasses.
I think he's got little glasses at some point. He's like the nerdy little accountant.
Yeah. And then Rizzo and Gonzo, I think, tell the story, if I remember right. The Rizzo the Rat, you know? It's, yes, it's the best. Right.
Are you talking about the 1992 version?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The cinematic
there's
classic.
There's more than one Muppet version?
I can't tell. It looks like there's alternative covers. Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah.
No. I'm teed off. We're wasting time talking. Whatever he's got to say, you guys, just wherever you are, realize this. Whatever he's mad at is not as stupid as the fact that he watches this show.
Okay.
Nothing movie. Is as stupid as this.
It's a classic. Michael Caine is one of the greatest actors of all time, and he treats it so serious the whole time, which makes it great. And it doesn't matter which version of the Christmas Carol you see or watch. I have a problem with this. Ebenezer, which one, that name kind of disappeared. Ebenezer Scrooge has...
Like Adolf.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. Okay. Also, was Ebenezer a big name?
Might have been.
Okay.
Yes,
I don't know. He has his epiphany, right? He's visited by the three ghosts. This is in all the Christmas carols. Doesn't matter if it's Muppets or whatever. Visited
Hold
by
on,
the three
you
ghosts.
Hold on, Spirited out of the different versions of Christmas Carol? Because that one is probably...
I have seen
Which
that.
One?
It's a dark...
The Bill that's Murray the, one, or is
no,
that
that's
Ryan Reynolds?
Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds
and Will Ferrell.
And Will Ferrell, and it's like, it's meta, because they're like in the Christmas Carol doing Christmas carols. Like they're they're the ghosts who like go and visit three people, and then one of, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Like they're the factory that keeps churning out Christmas carols.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Well, sorry.
I think this still applies.
Okay.
Ebenezer Scrooge has his epiphany, right? He's a kind-hearted guy. He says, bring me the fatted goose. The Christmas morning, I'm a changed man, right?
Yes.
He goes to his employee's house. Some of the versions, it's a little different, where Tom Cratchit, I think is his name, right?
Yeah.
Comes in to work. And what does Scrooge do? He pretends to still be mean. He goes, oh, you're late. Why aren't you at work? Knowing that, oh, I'm going to give him a raise and a fat goose and all this. Where does Scrooge get off? You've been nice and had a kind heart for like 18 minutes. And the first thing you want to do is go to your employee and pretend like you're still a big, mean, bad guy.
Yes.
Knowing he's going to believe you because he just had to beg you for Christmas Day off.
Yes.
Why would you do that? You're not a changed man. You're like, well, the first thing I'll do is I'll scare him a little.
Yes.
That's not kind. That's not kind-hearted at all. You didn't change.
I'm in utter disbelief that this is something you've spent enough time thinking about.
Thank you.
Scrooge didn't change. We've been lied to all these years. He's still a jerk.
No, he's not.
Because he tricks him.
People don't change.
He tricks him.
Oh, my God. I hate everybody in this room.
There we go.
You guys, we're like trying to be the new version of everything, and both of you are ruining it for me.
I said one thing.
You said people don't change. People can change. This is a time of year where we can change.
Are you hopeful that you're changing?
You're ruining it for me.
You told me this morning that you're not going to get angry this year.
Oh, my God.
And it takes you 2 seconds. People don't change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple.
Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
OPP. Everyone's got problems. We try to fix them. What's happening?
Tiffany's having a problem disciplining her teenager.
So, are you okay?
Are you nervous, sir, buddy?
My kids are young, and I'm not quite there yet, so I'm pretty nervous.
Tiffany?
Yai.
We can try to help, but we're bad at this. What's going on?
Well, I don't know what's going to be able to help my 15-year-old daughter. She's a little crazy, but she lately will not stop calling me by my first name.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, like not mom, just Tiffany. And it started a few months ago, and I don't know if it's her latest way to rebel, because there's always something, but it literally has not stopped. And I told her time and time again, like, you can't do that. You can't call me Tiffany. You have to call me Mom. And it's just gotten worse.
Okay. Does she only do it at home or, like,
out and about?
Yeah, like, if you're at school.
No, everywhere.
Everywhere.
And it just one day she came home and started calling you Tiffany?
Sup, Tiff?
Hey, Tiff.
Guys.
Yeah, basically.
I don't think that's helping her.
And you've said to stop.
Yes, I've tried everything. I mean, so we got into a fight. Okay. You know, listen, I try not to fight with my daughter. I try to be a really good mom. I try to be patient, but I'm a single mother. And I had a fight with her because she broke her curfew. And she didn't like that, you know, I'm the only mom that gives her a curfew that's 10 o'clock. She doesn't like it. But I'm like, you're still too young to be staying out late.
15. And she should have a curfew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she needs to have a curfew. That's how I run my house. That's how I was raised. That's how I'm raising my daughter. And you know what? After that, she just started calling me Tiffany. But, like, mocking me at first. Oof. And now it's just become, like, this serious thing. Oof. And, like, it stinks because she's not a bad kid otherwise. You know, I love her. She's very sweet. You know, she's good in school. Like, all the things you'd want your teen to be. But it's getting really bad. And I've tried taking away the cell phone, telling her she can't see her little boyfriend or anything like that. But it's not working.
Let me just jump in with a phone number. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I don't know that this particular thing happens all the time, but I feel like, and I could be just being too typical, I feel like young boys at some point try to take their dad out.
What do you mean?
Like, you try to mm-hmm. try okay. to man up on him a little bit. And I think young women try to challenge their mother a little bit. I don't think
that's probably true.
I doubt you ever went after your dad, but I bet you were a tiny little bee to your mom.
Undoubtedly. Especially when it was just my mom and I, and she was essentially a single mom. I mean, my parents were divorced. Does that mean she was? Yeah. So, like, when it was just she and I, that's when things got tough, but it's also what made us very close. So there is hope for you, Tiffany. Sorry, I should have just called you mom.
I know. Now you're right. Tiak has made me nervous to call you by your real name, but like.
Have any of you in the room done this to your parent? Start calling them just by their first name?
Calling my father Lewis while he was alive? Are you insane?
I know.
Okay. Are you insane?
I know.
Do you know what someone from his generation would do to me for calling him by his given name?
Getting a little smack?
Well, not a little one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. I feel the same way. I would have never even tested those waters.
Yeah.
But how do you... This, I've struggled with this as a father of a young kid, but it's like, how do I get to the point where he won't even test it? Not because my father never did anything that showed right. me. He never hit me or did anything, but there was that underlying fear of like, but don't get out of line. I don't know if it's respect.
Have respect. Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Respect and fear are very closely related.
Well, and it's, yeah. I think that's true. And I think this is an example of what happens when your kid is just like, I'm going to do it. And then what do you do? And that's terrifying as a new parent. Like, what do I do?
It's trolling behavior. Mm-hmm. But like, Tiffany, you're making it worse because the more you go stop it, she knows it's working.
The reacting to it makes her go, well, then I'm going to do this forever.
And I'm going to do it harder.
Which, by the way, is so annoying. And your daughter is in a phase and she's being annoying. You can admit that. It's fine.
She's being a little bee, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm struggling hard, guys. Like I said before, I'm a single mother. I'm working. I'm trying to balance it all. It's so hard. And she's making it so difficult. It's been a nightmare just because I feel like there's this tension. And you're right. You are right. I shouldn't show her it bothers me. But like sometimes I just can't help it. And do other people deal with this? Like, yes. I need to know.
Yes.
You know, do other people...
For sure.
Deal with kids rebelling like this, and what is the answer? Like, do we need to go to therapy or something?
What, the taking the phone away didn't work, or did you cave? Like, why?
Mm. Oh no, I didn't cave, but it didn't work. It did not work.
It's like, how long do you keep the phone?
Eventually, as a parent, you kind of go like, I need to be able to reach. Right.
I need you to be able to call me to pick you up by your 10 p.m. curfew. Yeah.
I'm just fascinated by that. Like you said, she knows it's bothering you and that's making her do it more. Where I feel like I had the exact opposite reaction. If my parents told me
this bothers me,
I'd better stop. And I don't know why, because I don't know why I felt like I better.
The fear/respect relationship
generations
ago was much stronger than it is now.
Yeah.
So how do we get back to that? Because I like.
how do we get back to fear, baby?
But this is in my future, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
you scare your kid more.
What am I?
Discipline. Early discipline.
Tiffany, this sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I know that there's going to be other parents. Obviously, us telling you to ignore her doesn't work.
No.
Does she ever, I hate this because I did this to you at the beginning. Does she just call you Tiffany or does she shorten it? Does she do the Tiff and stuff? Like,
oh, she does the Tiff.
Okay.
Oh, she shortens it. She gives me nicknames.
Okay.
She really tries to get under my skin on purpose.
And it is getting
and
under your
she'll
skin.
She'll even text me. Yeah, it's getting under my skin. It's disrespectful.
It is.
It's disrespectful. She's done it in front of my friends.
That?
She's done it out and about.
Friends?
Friends. It's so embarrassing.
Why should Tiffany be able to be like, you have to call me mom? Like, oh, if you really, really think about it, mom and dad is kind of a weird thing that we have to call them.
But you should, out of respect, if that's what they want. They took care of you.
I know, but in a weird... It's like, where did that even come from? Sorry, I think I'm getting
what
too...
What are you
like,
doing?
I'm getting is too down the rabbit hole.
No, I just... Like, I saw
like
this
it is
video...
Her name.
I saw this video the other day, and if, like, a stranger walked up to you on the street and said, I'm going to take care of you for the next 18 years. You want to have to pay rent? I want to buy you clothes? I'm going to do everything. Like, would you respect them? Would you do nice things for them?
I wouldn't accept it. I'd be like, why are you so creepy and weird?
But if somebody did that for you, you would like be, oh my God, thank you so much. But nobody treats their parents like that. Because they did
that
for
nobody.
You. They did that for you.
I don't think nobody.
Well, definitely Tiff's daughter is not.
Okay. Okay. Tiffany.
Hang on, Tiffany. We're going to get you some advice. You are right. It is disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
What we need... I think we get advice for Tiff, but I think we also get other people. I would like to hear, personally, what your kid did. Like, do you have a version of this where your kid just started going, like... Mm-hmm.
I think I was just mean.
Noah went through a little phase of very military.
What?
And, like, started doing the, like, sir, yes, sir. And I'm, like, going, bro, like, because then it's not respectful.
Right.
It's mockingly respectful.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, can you take the trash out? Sir, yes, sir. And I'm like... don't do that. Because you're not genuinely respecting me.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying military words.
Yeah, boss.
And you're not
boss,
in the,
relax.
That!
Right.
Boss. That!
Right.
And I try to not show how much that gets under my skin.
Sorry, Tiff.
You like it sometimes.
I don't like it at all.
Okay, okay boss.
Okay.
That was my first one ever.
You can call me because I'm going to be the only one left in the room. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We are trying to help out Tiffany, and it's the weirdest thing. Tiak and I are having visceral reactions to this OPP. Uh-huh. Basically, her 15-year-old daughter, who's, by her account, a good kid in almost every way, except she started calling her Tiff, Tiffany.
And sometimes Tiff.
Anything but mom.
Uh-huh. I can't even call my in-laws by their first name.
What do you call them? Do you call them dad?
I call them grandpa and abuelita.
Ah, smart.
But there was a period there where it was Mr. Yeah, it just feels that everyone was Mr. and Mrs. something. And then it's definitely mom and dad. Like
my buddy Chad's kids call me Mr. Michael.
What?
Mr. Michael. They call everybody Mr. and then they go Mr. Tiak. They call you Miss
Erica.
Oh,
my kids are going to have the worst manners ever then.
But it would kill you if your daughter was like, Erica, can I get some more milk over here?
Oh, for sure. But we're not discussing the elephant in the room here.
Okay. Aaron,
yeah.
Like you looked at me in the eye. I was at a birthday party and she's like, Cheryl. And I'm like, do you mean your mom?
Yes, that's
do
my
not
mom.
Try to make it about her
call
hearing.
Call her Cheryl to her face.
Yes, like and not all the time.
Okay.
When we're in a quiet enough place or we're like at home, whatever, it's mom. When we're in a busier place, it's Cheryl because she is deaf. She wears two hearing aids. Mom just sounds like background noise. She doesn't know who she's talking to. So or like
I don't
who's
know. I
calling
think you're
for.
A troll. I think you're like Tiffany's kid.
Do you think she hates it?
She did at one point. I remember her saying, like, why do you call me that? And it's like, well, you can't hear me.
Okay. Oh, boy.
That's not what's going on with Tiffany, though.
No, different.
But I do think that all kids go through a rebellious phase. And is the smart play to let it fade? Because I'm serious. Go to our text line right now. If you push back on anybody saying anything, that just means they're winning, and then they double down.
Oh, you mean so generally our tech
with
line.
A troll?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like hurt. I'm sorry, Tiff. Your daughter's a troll right now. Mary.
Yai.
Advice for Tiffany and her daughter who calls her that.
Well, as she said, she doesn't really have many issues with her otherwise. I think she just needs to choose her battles. And, I mean, is it really... I mean, just ignore her. She wants to really cause more disruption between their relationship with. So I just say, choose your battles. And is this really a battle worth going down for? And
Mary, do you have kids?
I am a mother and a grandmother of adult kids.
So... there's just something about it, and maybe it's something wrong with me, but it's like all I provide for my children, I don't ask for a lot back.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But you're going to call me dad.
Dad.
I'm not asking for a lot.
Respect.
Right.
And just, yeah.
You're going to call me dad. Oh, you want to call me Michael? Well, then I'm not paying for your food.
The more Tiffany's demanding it, the more it's causing friction between them. So... Choose your battles.
I mean, this is
a battle she's worth, going down for.
Okay. You obviously have it wired because you have children, grandchildren. Mm-hmm. You're great. I just... Yeah.
Did you ever go through this, Mary? Did they ever try that on you?
My granddaughter did, yes.
And what?
My daughter, my granddaughter did to her mother. And
oh,
my
okay.
daughter just...
Oh.
just ignored it and then just started calling, referencing her as daughter. Yes, daughter. Okay, oh, daughter.
That's one of the tests.
Oh, push you back know, on
start
it.
Calling her daughter rather than her name.
You know.
Oh. I don't hate that.
I don't, no, either. I don't hate it either.
Thank you for the call, Mary. We appreciate you. Melissa?
He's not paid. Yeah, and he's lucky he had ordered an extra okay, meal.
We're just going
okay. to... Is she then, like though. On a work?
She seems oh, like she's on a Zoom.
So I was like, but he finally got it.
All right, maybe we'll just come back to her. Melissa?
Oh, are you asking for me?
Oh!
Melissa!
We don't want to interrupt.
Were you on a Zoom?
I was talking while the commercials were on. You might have already covered this.
Okay.
But if it were my kid, unfortunately, I've not gone through this, but if it was my kid, I would not let them see the power they have over doing that.
Yeah.
And I would just turn it around. I'd flip it around and I'd be like, okay, offspring.
Offspring's worse than daughter. Offspring. Offspring's way worse than
offspring.
Worth.
And way have worth a little fun with it, you know? Don't let her see that you got you because then she wins.
God,
right?
Kids, when they smell blood in the water, though, it's brutal. Like, my kids know little buttons on me, and it's just like...
My least favorite... That's I'm so a little true. Scared to have children, because my least favorite kind of people are the people who see the buttons they can push and push them.
Then you don't... You should never have children. Because even if you... Right,
maybe it's meaner from a friend.
Yeah. No, it feels worse when it's your kid.
Yeah.
Because you are. You're like, dude, I ask for nothing.
I gave you a story.
And push my buttons.
Yeah.
Thank you, Melissa. Offspring is one of my favorite right now. Jess?
Yes.
What advice do you have for Tiffany? Tiff, not mom.
Hi, yai.
Yai. Yai.
My advice is what she's doing is like all teenage girls go through this. They're trying to push their boundaries as an adult.
Okay.
She's trying to actually talk to you like an adult and calling you Tiff. You know, try to have adult conversations with her.
I don't
you know. Treat her like the adult.
It might be, though. It is about, like I was saying, you want to take your dad out. It wasn't like I wanted to hurt my dad, but I wanted him to have some respect for me that I had hair on my armpits, you know?
Tell him that you're a man.
A little bit.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't his kind of man by any stretch. He's a man, man.
Playing music and stuff.
Right. I'm a little weird guy on a guitar, but like, you want a little bit of that back, but like, my fear of him was so much greater than my need for respect. But I do think that's what the daughter's doing a little bit. So then what do you do? Okay. Just start talking about insurance, actuary tables or something? Like, really throw adulthood at her?
That sounds awful. No.
Yeah.
But maybe she'd stop.
Well, but also adulthood sucks, so.
Right.
Yeah, do you break down?
Start giving her the adult things. If she wants to start, like, if it comes down to a cell phone or whatever else, make her pay for her own cell phone, you know? Like, don't take it away.
Yeah, your portion
you're
of the mortgage.
For it.
Oh.
As your mom,
you know how much this bedroom can rent for?
Yes.
Adult, treat her like an adult, you know, and you know, just don't take that shenanigans. And if you really don't like her calling you Tiff, don't respond back to her if she calls you Tiff. Just ignore her.
It's real hard though. Like I need a video of Leo walking up to T-Hack going, Tyler, and watch watch what happens.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Show of hands.
Oh boy.
This is radio.
Okay.
No, but you can still do show of hands and the people will wonder. They'll have to go to our Instagram to see who put their hands
up. Who did it? No, you can just say your name. Who still has Christmas decorations up?
Are we talking outside or inside?
Either.
Yeah.
Yeah, both.
Yeah, both.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both, of course.
Okay. Yeah. I am things. Guilty of one.
A couple things. Mm-hmm. If you're guilty of outside,
mm-hmm. you're not guilty.
You're not guilty in Colorado.
Oh.
Colorado, well, you are required mm-hmm. to leave them up.
What do you mean by that?
Look at. Mm-hmm. She claims to be one of us.
Yeah. Mm. We have to revoke your
one
license.
Of us.
Yeah,
you're not one of us. Then why do you leave your Christmas decorations up?
I don't understand what you're saying, required.
You're in Colorado, if you've decorated the outside of your house, you leave them up until a very, very specific day.
Mm-hmm. What day?
I don't know what day it is this year, but...
I don't either, actually.
What on earth are you guys talking
about? Isn't
this
fun?
I feel...
Texters 303-222-5423. Don't, like...
Does it have to do with that... Let me... revert from having judgment. Does it have to do with that large rodeo thing?
Oh my God.
No.
Okay. I think it's January 10th.
Yes.
It does?
Yeah.
Is that when it starts? That's not when it starts. No, that might be when it starts. The actual date is when it's over. When the stock show is over.
Sorry, yes.
Is when you take your, because so mm-hmm. many people come to this town for this. Mm-hmm. The National Western Stock Show. Shout out K-Dub. I swear to God, I'm coming this year.
The 25th.
There you go. Oh, so a whole month later, yes. We're just going to leave them up?
Yes.
You guys.
You're a psychopath if you leave them up inside, T-Hack.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm coming to you in a second. But the outside, you leave them up for the stock show. So people mm-hmm. come to town and like, oh, look how pretty Colorado is. Like it's our little like, oh,
yeah, and on January 19th, it's not weird at all that we've all still got our Christmas lights up.
It's not like, no. Because
I'm going against everything Taylor Swift believes in. In her song Lover, she says you can leave the Christmas lights up till January, but we still have our outdoor it all comes back around.
Okay.
We've still got our outdoor lights on mostly because we just forgot. We took down everything inside and then I walked outside at night once and I was like, oh my God.
There's a lot of admissions going on here. You're so dumb you forgot you put lights up outside?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So we'll have to get to those.
Okay,
but maybe go outside more often.
Yeah, well, in the night. Okay. I'm not outside at night.
Here was the deal. This is where I'm going to be a bad person to most everybody in the room. My kids had to grab my feet and tackle me because Christmas Day, I was like, well.
No, what? I agree. This year, Christmas Day, I was over it.
I was just like, it's over. Inside. It's 100 degrees
outside. Erin doesn't get to be over holidays because she starts Halloween on like August 1st.
I was driving just like 2 days ago and I was like, I'm so excited for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. No, you're excused from the conversation. Yeah, you're done. But no, can you tell me that this felt like Christmas this year?
It didn't. It felt so bizarre.
My son is golfing. Like.
Oh, you're talking about...
Nothing white Christmas, nothing snow, nothing fun.
Even,
so I
don't know, even just the vibe, if there were snow, it was just off.
Okay. Yeah, there was snow like 3 days after Christmas.
It didn't slap this year. Christmas did not.
I think that has to do with your heads.
I thought it was great because there was no snow. Oh. I didn't have to shovel. I didn't have to do any, like, it was great.
You selfish
Christmas
bastard.
Was great. And you got to leave them up at least till the 6th. That's Three Kings Day. Then you can take him down.
What is Three Kings Day?
I don't know.
It's the day you get an extra present.
What?
Yeah. My wife and I give each other. Her family's always done it. Three Kings Day, you give an extra. It's like one more present because that's when the three kings got there in the Bible. I think.
Who are the kings?
We three kings. Oh, no. That's the gold, frankincense, and myrrh people, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Did you get myrrh or what'd you get?
Those were
what
the
are you
wise
get?
Men.
It's not the sixth yet. I don't
those
know.
Are the ki- oh, those wise men are kings. Are they? If you're religious at all, please, we're sorry. So you're leaving it up for that
at least till the 6th. We'll probably take them down this weekend. Yeah.
I left them up
they
because
are
my
the
kids
same
tackle me.
People.
The wise men and the kings.
Kings and the
yeah.
wise men.
Okay. I did leave it up till New Year's Day. And
that's
then I was
when
just
I
like,
believe we took ours down.
The inside, because you're just like,
yeah, it's like, okay.
It just feels weird.
It's cluttered. It's time to go.
You're hungover and you're just like, ugh.
I just want everything clean.
Yeah,
and
just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Plus, we shot off. By the way, if you're confetti people, can we just have a little talk? Oof. I'm really trying to not be angry this year.
Yeah, going well.
Taking back my Three Kings present for you.
The confetti people, I hate you so much.
Why?
Because I don't know what is in the confetti. Like my daughter, I didn't realize she had done this, but we were at Target or somewhere and like, everybody just throws things in my cart when we're shopping and I don't care. And then it all goes through and I don't notice it or whatever. And then I'm looking in one of my cabinets. I'm like, who bought these cannons?
Oh, the little like confetti poppers?
Yeah.
Oh man, I didn't have those this year. The aww. Little ones that shoot the string.
These shoot pieces of Mylar, the like reflecty.
Oh.
Okay. So I take down the tree, do all the, like get all the, it's the dust off the balls, like whatever, and all the little
you
glittery stuff from your tree.
It's been a long year.
My God, has it ever. It's not glitter dust on these.
Okay.
But anyway, I vacuumed up all the confetti. Everything's great. 2 days later, you're walking along, a huge full size, dude, it's matte. Glitter is magical.
Yeah.
And if you can never get rid of it. Like, I'm still finding glitter from, like, 3 years ago when we shot a cannon off at my house.
Yeah.
So I don't know what this has to do with your Christmas decorations.
You're just upset.
All right. So much for that resolution.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine. I'd like to discuss a thing that people love to hate.
You're engaged.
No, not that part.
Taylor Swift.
Well, no, unless it's part of your New Year's resolutions.
Oh.
What's with the, like... What's with this? Oh,
I don't
hit the thing. And you know,
I don't.
Off. What? What? You're being so wah-wah baby.
No, because Aaron sent out a text over our break and was like, it was your thing, right?
Where it was Erica's thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where we all have
air.
A word. And I've been telling people my word and people will make a face. So can I change it?
Why? Okay. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. First, what was your word?
I chose abundance. For some reason, when you asked the question, I chose the word. Could you concentrate for one second?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What
keep
are you
going.
Doing?
Keep, I'm just fixing my light. It
so
went out.
I just thought of the word because I read a lot of manifesting things.
Right.
And abundance, like when I tell friends, they're like, "You selfish bastard!" Like, when you say your word of the year, I want 2026 to be about abundance. They think it's about wealth. Like maybe that's on them. To me,
that is
like,
on them.
What's the problem with that?
But I don't think that's what I meant.
You mean like abundance of good things, right?
I also mean to focus on the abundance that I already have. I spend so much time goal-oriented and like not going, wait a minute, you've crossed 100 finish lines already and you act like you haven't crossed any. So I hate my word because everybody misunderstands my word. And I think but maybe I'm misunderstanding
I don't think so. I think you have it. Because it's like you can be rich, but rich in friends, rich in family, rich in love, rich in not just financially rich.
I know this got posted on socials, but real quick, I was abundance. Aaron was
secure.
Hack.
Saver.
Yeah, such a good one.
God, saver such a good word. Good.
I struggled. I was going to do abundance too. To me, saver, because I struggle with saver, because whenever I hear, I'm trying to, I have my kids and like soak in being a part of a show like this, having my kids. I'm trying to like, how can I enjoy the time I'm in and also enjoy the things I have? Because I struggle wearing the new shoes because I want to keep them nice and I don't enjoy things enough. And whenever I heard saver before, I always thought, hey, savor this while it lasts.
Right.
And it doesn't. Savor just means enjoy it. Enjoy the abundance that you have. Really enjoy.
Savor each moment.
Exactly. You have an abundance.
Savor feels like, what's the opposite of abundance? Like there's feast or famine. There's two different.
You feel like it's fleeting?
Or it feels like you're afraid, like you take your time with it.
Oh, because there's such a small amount.
There's a finite. Yeah. Scarcity. Scarcity. It feels like a scarcity mindset. Savor it where it's like abundant, like, what's the opposite of savor? Like just hork it down. Like there's so much you can just go. Ah, gah, gah. You know what I mean? You have so many shoes, man. Ah, gah, gah.
But
go crazy.
Think about being on vacation. You're laying in a pool in Mexico. Yeah. You put your arms up on the back. You float. You're savoring the moment.
You're right.
You're there.
That. So this was my struggle. Yeah. My other word was present.
That's a good one too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought of that one too.
Because it's just, there's so many times, like I'm sitting there, my son was in town from college or whatever, and we're just sitting around, and I looked, and he's on his phone, Mia's on her phone, I'm on my phone, I'm like, none of us are present. This is ridiculous.
Should your word maybe be gratitude? If you're talking about wanting to look around and see the abundance you have.
Okay, can I be honest with you?
Let's do it.
I want the gratitude, but selfishly, I want more. So it's like, because because I do feel like it's like if I go gratitude, then I don't feel like I'm reaching for the next thing. And especially as it relates to relationships. Mm. Like if I'm just grateful for all the, you guys are great friends or whatever. Everybody's in a couple thing. Like then I'm just still going to be the seventh wheel on this bad boy. I don't want to do that. Mm. So I felt like abundance might be.
Might be a bit more
a catch-all to like yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
yeah.
so sorry I hijacked what you were going to talk about.
Well,
what was
I
your
really,
word by the way?
Did you say joy? I'm trying joy. To instead of getting stressed about everything coming up, getting stressed about the wedding, I'm trying to like really just enjoy and find the joy in each of the little.
God, everybody's got great words except me. You guys are going
to
nail it.
I think that you really need to work on a little bit of self acceptance. Yeah. I was just curious if anyone had like true resolutions. Because I'm doing 10K steps a day. Every day.
I love that.
You are?
So far, haven't failed.
But you want to... No, never mind.
I got a walking pad. That's the only way I'm doing it.
A walking... Like something that just sits in your living room. It's not a treadmill.
We actually turned unfinished basement into like a little bit of a gym. It's not a treadmill. Mm-hmm. I just walk on it. Walked earlier today during our call. You guys didn't even know.
You weren't winded. You did good.
No, it was only 1.5. But it's steps.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that. It's time to rock too, but I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah,
who just puts
more
on you.
I'll rock when I get there.
I don't believe in them.
I had a feeling you wouldn't.
I don't. Yeah, I don't either.
Okay, but why?
I believe in resolutions more than almost anything in the world. I just don't believe in New Year's ones.
I agree.
Okay, bah humbug, you three.
No, it's, you know what it is? I say this every time. So if you've listened to the show long enough, you're like, there was a guy, his name is Bill Phillips. He wrote a book. He had a company called Body for Life. He was one of the first fitness gurus.
Okay.
And I read his book and it hit me so hard because it was like, everybody does January 1st, I'm going to do this, this, this. Or they're on a bender on a Friday night and they're like, Monday, I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to quit smoking. Why Monday? Why Monday? Why are you waiting? Like when you decide you want to make a change, you just decide it. So
well,
do it.
Sometimes the new year sparks a decision.
But then what happens to people, what I think happens to people with a new year's resolution is if on the third you screwed it up, you're
it's
like, maybe next year, maybe next year. It's like, nope, today. You screwed up.
But you just get back on.
You
the,
just do it again. Like dry January, somebody handed me a margarita. I'm like, okay.
I'm doing dry January.
Shut up.
I made it this far. No, I'm going all 31 days. I'm doing it.
Okay.
And it's all part of my health.
I love that.
With the walking pad, yeah.
Okay.
I'm adverse to New Year's resolutions because I'm a moon crystal guy, and this is the season for being cozy, being warm, yeah. and not making major changes. Never in the history of the world has there been an animal or a human who has, like, during winter been like, now's the time to get out there.
That's always like, no, I feel like every winter I'm inspired.
No,
I want to be like cozy in bed and save my energy and hibernate, especially because I just had norovirus and flu. Like, I don't want to do anything. Honestly, she's
the Slacker Show.
I'm thinking about doing, I know I come on the show sometimes with my wackadoo ideas and stuff, and you guys, if you don't know me personally, I think I talk about it enough. I take a lot of drugs.
Okay. Sorry.
You know what? I'm a bit of a hacker of the bio sense.
That would be called a biohacker.
Sure. Because I do like NAD, I do Somorolin. Yeah.
A lot of stuff with letters.
Yes.
I struggle to keep up.
BPC-157 if I'm hurt.
Mm-hmm.
What on earth?
If you have an injury somewhere, you just stab that right in there. Oh my God, you get healed. My buddy Josh, like, ripped his calf in half, and then I bought him a month's worth of BPC-157 and went back to his doctor, and they're like, what is going on? You're like, healed.
You're back to normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
What's the latest?
The next level, and I'm positive if I... like. Let me apologize right now. If you don't already get these in your Facebook feed or your Instagram feed, you're about to. But I'm guessing everybody's getting them right now. I'm going to do one of the blood test things. Because we were just talking off air about Jelly Roll.
Yes.
Dude.
Looks amazing.
And he's not, I don't think a GLP-1 is cheating. Right. I don't in any way, shape, or form. But I don't think he's doing it.
No, it's just more surprising when someone has the weight loss that he's having without it, when I feel like the last few years we've been told that's the only way. So yeah, what is he doing? That is the question.
He's doing what I'm talking about doing. He's figured blood out, tests? Like, there's tests you go get. Like, one is called a genetic methylation test.
Okay.
And you only have to get it once in your life. Like, if you have high cholesterol or whatever, you get it tested, you try to make some changes, you got to go back.
Right.
And go, oh, look, it came down. This genetic methylation thing, you get it one time, it just tells you how your body does with things. And you only get it one time, that's how your body's going to be the rest of your life. But then... You can adjust things based on it. Yes. Like, okay. If you take vitamin C and your body doesn't methylate it, then it doesn't do what you need it in your body. So you have to take a methylated vitamin C that is already methylated. So it just teaches you, hey man, you're eating broccoli and you're not getting any of the benefits from it. Your body doesn't process it right. They can tell you everything.
Okay.
Interesting. But could you not just take the methylated, is that the right word? Methylated version of it.
Maybe you don't need that. And maybe you do need
like to be safe. Like,
I like where your head's at though. Couldn't we all
why wouldn't you just get the test?
Which one's more expensive?
It can also provide insight into like heart diseases I'm down.
Like
I'm
risk,
done.
Genetic risk.
But here's the problem. Like the dude who's doing Jelly Roll, his name is Brecca.
What do you mean by doing?
He's the guy who did Dana White, got Dana White off all of his meds and all.
Okay.
He's the guy who's done all these tests and said, do this, do this, do this, do this. And like, boom, Dana White got off all of his like cholesterol med, blood pressure med, all of that. Mm-hmm. Had to quit drinking. Hi. That's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. Like you have to do it. And I think Jelly Roll is probably pretty clean at this point.
Probably. Yeah.
I mean, and he looks
phenomenal.
Well, he was
sober already, wasn't he?
I
think so.
I might be making that up, but.
But so here's the problem. Once things like this start happening, there's a billion companies offering this and I don't know who to trust.
Yeah. Like I'm seeing stuff on Amazon for like an at home kit.
Ooh, I don't.
No way.
Right. But is the right way. The guy who does Jelly Roll or whatever, he wants $700 for his test. And that's just the genetic methylation.
That's before he then tells you what to do.
Right, and that's the other problem. Then he goes, hey, you need this supplement. By the way, my company sells it.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want that.
Mm.
Like, but you can go to another country.
Mm-hmm. So now we're talking about buying plane flights.
Don't get me wrong. But like, you want to get stem cells. Like, you have something wrong with you. Like, I've had friends whose parents have cancer and they just go down to like Tijuana, swear to God, and get stem cells and they cure themselves. It's correct.
Wow. So, I feel like we're in a really weird time of health.
I know. Yeah,
a million percent.
Like, I'm also very focused on my health right now. Like, there's clearly something wrong and I can't figure out what it is, but we're working on it.
I think you should do this test with me. But I want to, like, I want, like, if you've tried any, because I don't want to pimp any of these companies, but Function, sorry, you're going to get ads for them.
Right.
And I've heard great things and I've heard terrible things.
Right.
Superpower, another company.
Never heard of
that.
Heard
great things, I've heard bad things. Life DNA, heard great things, heard bad.
And they all do the same thing?
They do different versions of it. Function and Superpower, I think, do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I just want to know. I think you, Erica, darling love kitten, I think you would benefit from it a ton.
Yeah, probably, because something's wrong. I think my insulin isn't working right. Tell me that?
Sure. I think that's another level where we could all go around and be Aaron and have, what do you call the thing in the back of your arm?
Continuous glucose monitor.
That. People are buying that who are not diabetic.
Yes. I saw that because I just got an Oura ring and it was like, connect your CGM. And I said, people are willingly, I would love to take this off.
People wear it for a little while because then you get a feel. Because do you ever just have a piece of toast and then you're like, man, I'm so tired? It's because your body is doing, once you figure out what your body's doing with the things you put in it changes the way.
Mm-hmm.
Erica, this to get better.
Look, I believe it. I'm just like, why is it so hard?
I know. But the quick ways, GLP-1, to start losing weight. But you don't want to do that. You don't hate people who do it, but that's not your path.
I've started to consider it because of, it's PCOS, it's a whole thing. Women have it. It's way more common than you think.
I'll tell you which one to take if you're going to take one.
Fabulous. We'll talk off
air. More letters.
No, more letters. Turns hepatitis. But it's the best one.
So nutty. Why didn't we know all this a few years ago?
I don't know.
That's what they have. They've been hiding it from us.
They're not hiding. Who's hiding it?
I don't know.
It's underneath Jelly Roll and now it's never been as exposed.
No.
I just want to know if anybody's tried these things. 303-222-5423. Because Aaron said off air, we can go to Turkey and they can just shove stuff in us.
No, they do full DEXA scans, the bone density. What it measures bone density, what your fat level is.
Your muscle amount, percentage. Yeah.
They do everything. You have all of your results in 12 hours. The doctor walks you through all of them rather than you finding out on an app. And being
confused.
So
are we taking a show trip to Turkey?
Yes,
maybe.
But here's the big question that I have. And maybe I don't think anybody else in this room feels the same way I do. I may not want to know.
That's why I don't know if I want to do it.
The only reason that I haven't done a test like this, because I have done genetic testing, which is how I know I have the BRCA2 mutation.
Right.
But that can potentially be used against me later as a pre-existing condition. So if I do this test and there's more stuff, you're effed.
But if we do it in Turkey.
You're still effed.
You guys get way different ads than I get.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I just upset everybody in the room, and now there's no time to talk about anything else. This show is about honesty.
You always say this right before you lie.
She's not wrong.
That might be the most honest thing this show's ever said.
Anyway, what do you want to say?
I read a statistic. Here's what I think. I think nobody in this room will be honest about this question that I'm about to ask. Because I don't think you can be. I don't think you can be. There was a study of people in relationships, and a great number of people, in fact, I dare say almost everyone on the planet has this, they just can't say it. There's a person in your head that was kind of the one that got away.
Oh, I think Cody.
Oh, Jesus.
And she used the name.
Because we're honest. Of course there is. Everyone has at least one.
I'm telling you, Aaron, those two people will not say that. They will not.
He's pointing at T-Hack and I.
Because you can't. Because you are in the love, you're in the love of your life. But do you have your sig other? I know you're going to get mad at me, Erica, but
I'm not going to get mad.
Let's pretend he's dead.
Oh my God, I'm going to get mad.
That's what I'm saying.
Why? I don't want to pretend.
But you have to do hypotheticals sometimes. And this
what
is
what if we pretend he left?
Okay. But I think it's better for you if he's dead.
Stop, let's pretend he left.
Okay. Well, you would be so sad if he left.
I would be.
Let him go, Erica.
Okay.
This is so dark. I don't even.
We
this
are
is not
a toxic
what I wanted.
Place.
Okay. No, but just clear your mind.
Right. Okay. He's not around.
Is there? Is there that person?
Is there someone that I've previously dated?
Or it's just like your backup. Do you have a...
I definitely don't have a backup.
Not a backup. Cody was...
I still can't believe we're using the name, but that's fine.
I haven't spoken to him in years. Okay. He's not a backup. I haven't thought about him, but he was what made me... He was like the start of what made me realize, oh, I have to grow up and like I have to be better.
Because he was good?
Yes.
Mm.
So like when I look at this question... Like one of the relationships I had after I got a divorce, I was this person's backup.
Oh.
And I didn't realize it.
Wait, as in they were in a relationship and you were their backup and then you guys got together?
They weren't in a relationship at the time. Well, they were kind of dating somebody. Like they'd gone on a couple dates with somebody they met on one of the apps or whatever. But then they were sitting with their friend and they go, is there... Their friend was like, you're not into this guy. Like, you're not, what's going on?
Huh.
And they said, is there anybody that you just felt like you had a connection with and never got to explore? And she was like, this guy. And she's like, reach out to him right now. She's like, I don't have his number. I don't have anything.
And off she, air, I'm going to need to know the name of this person.
You know who it is.
Interesting.
It starts with a J.
Oh, I think we all know who it is.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
And she Facebook requested me.
Wow.
And I was in between relationships. This is way off the topic, but she was like, hey, I know you got a divorce. I have this friend you should meet.
Oh, it's this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. What do you, sure. She's like, I'm at so such and such restaurant. I was like, oh, cool. And I got there. Her and her friend were sitting there. I'm like, what's up? And her friend's like, oh, look at the time. And she left. But it was like, I was her backup. And we like,
but it's not a one that got away because
no, but it's somebody you have in your mind that you go, I could have a relationship. Like, either they got away or you never got to start it. Do you know what I mean? You don't have a spark with somebody where it's like I think Dane, would be your backup if you guys weren't together because you might in a weird way. Like, just hear me out. Like,
he's the best.
Remember
person
that
in the world.
Guy that you met at the airport where there was that weird little spark. It's like, I wonder where that guy is.
Like if we had never actually started dating.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd
for
be
sure.
Like, oh my God, that dude, we had such a good conversation.
Huh.
Why didn't I pursue that? Do I have his number still?
See, like, I don't have any of these because if I liked someone, I was like, hey, do you want to go out sometime?
Really?
Oh, it's like, if I want something, I go get it. So.
Wow.
So I've explored every option.
And there's none that are like, you're Cody. Your dude that, like, I know you're not going to shout him out on the air. Hey, Ryan.
I guess I have one who felt like the start of me dating the right person, but he was not the right person.
But you saw sparks of you getting out of the rut of
he helped
wrong
me
people.
Find Dane and be open to Dane and actually have that relationship. So it's different. I would never go back to him.
I feel like that's closer to my situation than the slackers.
But would
sure.
you go back?
We,
if Cody called you right now,
we actually,
let's pretend you're not in.
Yeah, like, yeah.
We actually did meet up for drinks like twice after my big breakup.
Okay.
But it just
wasn't there.
Yeah.
So he's occupying a space in your mind.
A very, very, very small space. Like,
no, but
I
I'm saying.
I'm not like.
He's like the snowball.
Yeah.
Which is different than one that got away. But
what's a snowball?
He started the effect to get you where you are now.
Okay. Should we even look at Hacker? He's
there's no. Yeah, there's I mean, no. Maybe you have a snowball.
Well, so I my wife knows. I'll say all this. I feel like if you live my life, 9 times out of 10, you don't. You're not me. I don't marry her. I don't end up in Colorado. Like dudes from small town Iowa don't leave Iowa, generally speaking. So I feel very, very lucky that I'm just on this ride, and I would never try it again. But there was my wife knows this. There was a girl in my class forever in college who I had a really big crush on, but I never could talk to her because she was like, she was really into Audrey Hepburn and she was just so like well put together that I'm like, I'm not even going to talk to her. And it was the last night of like graduation. We're all partying.
You already
did. I was dating my You're Angie right. at okay. the time, and her friends came over and were like, oh, you know, like this girl who I had the crush on, her friends came and were like, oh, she's like in love with you.
Oh.
Mom. And so, but at then I'm already dating. I'm already happily with right. Angie. Yeah. So it's more of a missed thing. Like, oh, I guess
just a missed connection.
I don't
never know. Yeah,
I'll never know.
That's a wild one.
Yeah. So
what if we get her and Cody?
Together?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I've got a story of a man who had to be hospitalized from an ATM.
What?
Machine. Okay.
When robots fight back.
I've got a story that will remind you to keep your pets in your home.
Okay. Oh.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Tennessee.
Oh, you don't say, darling.
Yeah, they were out there in Tennessee, Morristown, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And they were at a guitar shop, a local guitar shop. You know, they're just working. They're hanging out. They're playing some guitar.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
Here comes a loose monkey. Uh-oh. The monkey tears through the guitar shop.
I'm sorry. A loose monkey.
A loose monkey. Yeah, damaging instruments, just going through the store. I mean, everything is a disaster. Police come. They look around. They're like, whoa.
Shoot the monkey.
Day-long search to find the monkey.
Oh, we can't find the loose monkey.
No.
The monkey came through the shop and then exited. Day-long search, they did find them. Animal control safety captured the monkey.
Okay.
And it's all because the monkey was a pet nearby that got out.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Haven't we all seen Chimp Crazy? Come on.
I know. And they realized who it was because they had security cameras. And
they identified the monkey
based on security footage.
Okay.
Yes.
Look for the guy with the yellow hat. That's where I would start. Exactly. Probably the owner. Mm.
I liked it more than I wanted.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah. I started
with
yep. George. Did George have a tail? Yes or no?
No. Is George.
Oh, yeah. That's one of them.
That's
oh.
one of that's one of the whatever Mandela you call it, effect. Mandela effects. Yeah. I don't know if he does.
I don't think he,
if he I don't think
what
George
are those
has a tail.
Books called?
Curious George.
Okay.
We have three stupid stories today.
My story is out of Poland.
Oh.
A man went to the hospital with a severe head wound.
Oh,
what?
And they asked him what happened. He said, I was just getting cash out of an ATM machine. It actually says ATM machine in the story. Drives me a little nuts.
Yeah.
Apparently, this Polish feller was actually a robber. He and his buddy had stolen an ATM machine, and they tried sawing it open. They tried all methods, and eventually they decided to go with bomb.
Oh, what?
When they blew it up, a piece of shrapnel hit him in the head.
You don't say.
What is going to happen to the money? It's going to light on fire.
Exactly.
What do they think they're getting out of this?
I don't know. I don't know. No, because like if you blow it up, you just blow it open.
And you also just blow up everything inside, to Aaron's point.
It just blows a hole in
does
it.
Does it?
And then you send your monkey in to get all
yeah.
the... George! Those were all the stupid people and monkeys and Erica's we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick.
IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it. It's a new year and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.